In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So the Olympics are over now, and unfortunately I didn't get a chance to see any of the Olympic breakdancing. Did any of you get to see that? No, I was looking forward to that. But I did catch that small Armenian delegation coming in at the opening ceremony, and we were happy that the Armenian people also caught 3 silver medals and 1 bronze. And even though now I am in my 50th year and I have more aches and pains than I used to, still when watching the Olympics, I get a little bit of competitive feeling stirred up in me and a drive to excel. And striving to do your best is very noble. Striving to do your best. But striving to be the best, well, that's actually fraught with problems for the Christian, and it's not all it's cracked up to be, and sometimes can get in the way of our highest calling as Christians. Let me tell you why. If you ask the average person, the average Olympic couch surfer, what kind of medal they would prefer, and if you asked yourself this, and to rank them in order, of course 99% would say, we first want gold, and then if not that, then silver, and then if not that, bronze. Well, as is often the case, our Christian faith reverses the rules of the world and tells us that in many ways, we actually should prefer bronze, and then silver, and then gold. And here's why. Starting with bronze, we should prefer this over silver. Bishop Mesrov Barsamyan, he brought this up in his nice reflection this week. And there's actually a lot of verified research that's showing that people who won the bronze medal are much happier than people who won the silver. Why is that? You can probably imagine. Even though you'd think the opposite, the problem with the silver medalists is that they always compare themselves to the gold medalists. And they say to themselves, if I had only worked a little harder, if I had only pushed a little more, I would have been first. And so their disappointment overshadows their achievement. And especially this happens when our goal shifts from doing our best to being the best, because then we forget that we are much more than our achievements, we're much more than our successes and our failures. But the bronze medalist has a different perspective, right? They're usually thinking, thank God I made it on the podium at all. I could have walked away with nothing and joined everyone else on the Olympic couch. So they're grateful for what they did achieve rather than dwelling on what they didn't, and they're less seduced into thinking they are what they achieve. We have a painting that's actually hanging in our house with a verse from 1 Thessalonians, which says, in everything, give thanks, in everything. And it reminds us that you have to cultivate gratitude, even in wins, but especially in losses. And that's the key to a joy-filled life. And so that's why the wisdom of our faith tradition advises that bronze is better than silver, so we don't get caught up in what we don't have and forget to appreciate the blessing that is right in front of us. But moreover, we should also prefer silver to gold. First, because I've pointed out in other sermons, the gold medal actually isn't even gold. It's 93% silver. So that's instructive. Gold, first place, fame, notoriety, wealth, status are so attractive, but they're always a veneer, hollow and passing. And isn't it a sadly recurring story that usually a year or two after the Olympics, whoever won the most gold seems to end up with the most problems in their lives, and addictions and depressions and loneliness. It's the exact same phenomenon that happens when someone wins the lottery, right? Because everyone's saying you are the best. Everybody wants a piece of you. But from there's only one way to go, and that's down. And it comes fast. And if your self-worth is tied in any way to your achievements, and it almost always is for human beings, you're going down with it. And so that's why, for followers of Jesus, gold, first place, is reserved for God alone. If we want peace and joy in life, give up the podium to God. For in giving God first place, we give up pride and envy and anger and greed and all of the dark side of the human quest for gold. Now, there's nothing wrong with striving to do our best at whatever we do, but to strive to be the best, that is something you can only do and find in God and with God. It's like Eric Liddell is that Scottish Olympian from that beautiful movie Chariots of Fire. He runs his best race, but he runs it all for the glory of God. And when you do it that way, you get treasure in heaven, and Arachastvads, you get some treasure on earth as well. But it doesn't go the other way. And so today, the blessing of the grapes and the Feast of Mary, this is actually the Armenian Church's yearly reminder of who belongs in first place. In the blessing of the grapes, we adhere to God's ancient commandment that whatever is first, the firstborn child, right, in the Old Testament, the first animal and best animal, the first fruits of the harvest, these belong to God. And grapes were always the first fruit of the harvest in Armenia, and so we give thanks by giving back to the Lord of the harvest. And in the blessing of grapes, we give first place back to God. And as with all the commandments of our loving God, he doesn't ask us to do anything that he hasn't already done first. And that's the other part of this beautiful feast. Because God followed his own rule of offering up his first fruits, his firstborn, to the world. And that's the connection with Jesus. That God sent forth his son, born of woman, under the law, as Paul writes in today's reading, to redeem those who are under the law so that we might receive adoptions as sons and daughters. So by Mary putting God in first place and saying yes to God, Jesus entered history of the first fruits of a totally new order and a totally new kingdom, which is unfolding even now as we speak. And to win in this new order, it's not what you do that matters, it's who you are, and more precisely, who you are with. I am the vine, you are the branches. We're going to read that shortly. Whoever abides in me, and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. And so today, as we bless the first fruits of the harvest, let's go for the bronze in being grateful for all we have been given instead of what we lack. Let's go for the silver in reserving first place for God alone, because with our Lord firmly in place atop the podium of our lives, there is no limit to what we might achieve and who we are to become in the shadow of his glory, now and always, and unto the ages of ages.